Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you guys missed it, the breaking news right now, Kurt Cignetti, who was the head coach at Indiana, just signed an 8-year, $92 million deal to continue to be the head coach at Indiana. Let me tell you guys that our college football coverage here on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light and Tanners, they are teaming up to make every college game day legendary. Every Saturday, rep your college team, catch every play, and enjoy $15 buckets only at Kansas area Tanners locations. Bud Light, Tanners, from the stands to the bar, your game day headquarters. I mean, this seems very, very obvious to me. If you are Indiana, you have to know that other teams are going to try to come poach your coach at every single turn. Now, a major component of this, I think, when it comes to Indiana is their head coach is 64 years old. Now, I think if their head coach was 35 years old, I think we'd be having very different conversations. But this is Kurt Cignetti's first major coaching job. And if you've been a head coach, I looked this up. If you've been a head coach or in coaching since 1983 and you finally got to a Power Four and you're having the amount of success that he is having, I can understand why you want to stay. They took a chance on me when not a lot of other programs are willing to take a chance on me. And now they're willing to pay me what the market says that I'm worth. This makes him one of the 10 highest paid college football coaches. So, yes, he's not at Penn State. He's not at Nebraska or Florida or one of those. But he gets paid like he's there with a third of the expectation that they have. I understand that everybody wants to try to reach the highest of their profession. But, man, a lot of times the goal is to make really good money and be in a situation that you like. And if he feels like he's found that at Indiana, good for him. They just guaranteed him $92 million. You take care of yourself. You take care of your staff. You take care of the people that are around you. And you keep having success like he is right now at Indiana. What a job by them. I mean, they knew the vultures were swarming. Penn State made a phone call, or they at least called his agent to find out what the interest was. And if you want to avoid that conversation, you sign him to that kind of contract. He has now gotten two raises in less than a year. Very few people have raised their profile the way that Kurt Cignetti has as the head coach at Indiana.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.